worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Happened since we left a while ago. Yes, we shut down the government, got a file, but we get no returns. And since we're back, got a lot of deaths. Mean Gene, Super Dave, and Captain Tennille. Golden Globes went down, but we don't care. We're ready to open our mouths and share, because we're back. Yes, we're back. Yeah, we're back. Yeah, we're back. Yeah, we're back.
The silky, velvety, delicious tones of Lazy E bringing us into 2019, baby.
We're back.
We are back. A freak accident back on the air, back in your ears after our annual hiatus that we take at the end of every year, a couple weeks.
You know, let me tell you, if you haven't listened to the best of shows that we released, dude, you gotta listen to those. Go back and listen to them.
They were a couple of goodies, weren't they?
I forgot some of the stuff we did.
It's like you listen back to this stuff and it's like, oh my God, we're funny. We're good.
Ish.
We're good. We're a good show.
Sort of. Well, you know what? Email us, freaks@freakaccident.com. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, do that. Anyway, welcome to A Freak Accident. Thrilled to have you here on this, again, after 2 weeks off. It's always cool getting back into the swing of the show. Together, although not all three of us. My name's Crisco. That is Lazy E here with me.
Yep.
We do have a third member of the show, Mickey, but decided to not come tonight. Didn't even give a reason. Just said not making it.
This has become an annual thing on this show. You didn't mention it, but it is our third anniversary.
It is. Yes, I did not mention it. This is the third anniversary episode of A Freak Accident, so it's a big, big deal.
So one of our original members, Ian Hunter, he left before our first anniversary.
Correct.
Kyle Mack came on right before that, and then he left before the first anniversary show. Second anniversary show, I believe Mickey missed.
Yes.
And now here we are with Mickey missing again.
No, I think Kyle Mack was there for the first anniversary, wasn't he?
No, we were talking about how great things are going to be and everything like that, and then we
I'm pretty sure he was there for that because he was like, "Oh, I'm all excited for what's going to happen and where this is going to go."
It was the show after that,
and then like the very next week, he was like, "Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to be living here much longer, so I'm not sure I can keep committing to this." He's still around, but
we'll get to that a little bit later,
right? Sure, but I know Mickey was not here last year. I know that for a fact.
Because we laughed. We said, oh, great, anniversary, Mickey.
And now she's not here again for the third anniversary. So Mickey just doesn't like anniversaries, which I guess is good news for her boyfriend murderer, because that's one less gift he has to buy every year.
She always talks about, I don't want to get married, I don't want to have kids. She doesn't like anything that has a date.
Like, yeah, true.
Any memorization.
Yeah, open your bike park. Doesn't like dates on that.
Nope.
Keep your bike park open for more than a couple months. Doesn't like that. Nothing to do with dates or times or anything like that. Mickey's just not about it. But we are happy that you're here listening to us regardless. The website, by the way, is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter afreakaccident.com. And you can email freaks@afreakaccident.com to talk to us about anything. We'd be cool with whatever, yo. We're just really glad you're here. And again, third anniversary episode, so we're excited to get into that. We're going to reminisce, recollect, you know.
You're going to hear quite the collection of our history.
We'll talk a little bit briefly about where we've been, where we think we're going, but you'll have that to look forward to. And then just other show stuff as well. We got a whole friggin' episode planned out.
Yeah, like, it's not like, just anniversary.
Yeah, we got a lot of pent-up energy, too, from the last 2 weeks not doing this. But what I've spent the last 2 weeks doing, in addition to Christmas and New Year's, I have actually been getting caught up on episodes of A Freak Accident myself, because
oh my God,
I mean, working three jobs, does not allot me a great deal of time. And my day job tends to, you know, drive me like a mule. So I don't get a lot of downtime there, you know, to like actually. So like I'm constantly just like stressing, working, you know. But I finally finally started getting caught up. It's like a New Year's resolution of mine.
Make it
sort of. Yeah, I'm making.
And it should be yours, too.
Yes. But I finally heard the episode that you did with Valentine.
Yeah.
AKA Val, when I wasn't here and Mickey wasn't here and you dragged Val in, this guy, he was just a bum that you found on the street.
Yeah. Just a bum.
That was a great episode, and I'm not going to lie to you. I think I might have like a man crush on him a little bit. Don't get jealous, because I know that's your and my thing. But I mean, like, you know, I was listening and he made a Pee-wee Herman reference.
Oh, he's a big-time nerd.
Specifically, he mentioned Large Marge, which in my mind is like a deep cut because kids these days don't necessarily know Pee-wee Herman.
Well, he's not a kid.
True.
He's older than me.
But this is what I'm saying. But still.
Yeah,
to
I
make
know,
a
I know.
Large Marge was a very, very brief scene of a very, very like niche audience movie.
And he's right
and
there.
And he mentioned it. And on top of that, there was something else that he mentioned. He mentioned that he believes Tupac is still alive. So I was like,
perfect.
He and I don't know, we've got like some kind of copacetic bond. But then you said taxation is theft. So like you pulled some of my attention back to you.
Yeah,
but like
you're welcome.
The whole episode, I'm thinking to myself, who do I love more? This is like, this is
we
a
should,
competition.
We
at
should
this
bring
point.
Him back on the show and then we'll have a competition. you'll see who gets the rose.
who will get the rose from Crisco? Lazy E or Val? I mean, you and I go way back. Like I said, you did say taxation was theft.
That's what I did.
So that was a thing. But I don't know. There was another thing he said, too, that I was just like, oh, my God, this is so weird that he and I are, like, best friends and we've just never met.
Did we just become best friends? Yes.
He doesn't know anything about me. He doesn't know me from Adam. Well, technically he does, but don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But no, that was a cool episode, though. Like I said, you guys, both of you had a good energy.
Thank you.
So like this whole best of thing and listening back to past episodes, this is like right in my wheelhouse right now.
Yeah, me during the vacation, I tried to, you know, I actually saw Bird Box. I watched it.
Yeah.
Is
it good?
I'll say this. It's not the greatest movie. It's not scary. It's more thriller psychological.
Okay. Makes you think.
Makes you think. Yeah. Not even makes you think. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's like almost thriller mystery.
Sort of like a fear of the unknown kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a solid movie.
Okay.
Until you get to the ending.
Okay.
The ending is so lame. It's almost like they went, you know what would be funny? And then boom.
If we wasted your time for the last hour and a half.
It's not even wasted time. It just seems like a cheap way out.
Okay.
I know it's, I just found out it was a book. I had no idea.
Nah, I didn't know either.
The ending is very similar to the book. It's just not as morbid.
Do you realize how many books there are? I can't keep track of all of these things.
This is your, that's your wheelhouse,
you're,
not mine.
You're right, but I can't, I don't know every book.
Also saw.
Everything in my, anything anymore, it seems like was a freaking book at one point.
You're
or
right.
Another.
Also saw Mary Poppins Returns.
Ah.
Really good.
Okay.
It was a nice throwback movie.
Okay.
It felt like they made it at the time Wizard of Oz. I'm not Wizard of Oz, but Mary Poppins was made.
Trust
them yet fully?
Hmm. Yeah, no, after Wonder Woman and Justice League, really?
I wasn't a huge fan of Justice League. I was a big fan of Wonder Woman.
They've been more hits than misses lately, though.
Lately, they've been doing okay.
So, but I mean, it is spectacular. I was shocked at, like, there were moments in this movie, a couple, where like I felt like I was gonna cry.
Oh no.
And I'm like, this kind of a movie? This is a movie about a man who talks to fish.
I know, in a comic that was not popular.
I should not be feeling emotion, but it is very, very like,
really?
There's a lot of heart to it. It's got good energy. It's got good pacing. It's got good acting. It's, the action is spectacular. The visuals are great. I mean, I can't, it's spectacular. It really is good.
There's one another one I'm iffy with, and I don't know if I trust it. I hear all the good reviews. Bumblebee.
Oh, I won't.
I just, Michael Bay ruined it on me.
Yeah, they're like 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, I don't care. I know he's still out there and he could do more damage yet. I am not going to allow one.
He's still alive.
Yeah, right. Michael Bay, until Michael Bay is dead, I will not allow myself to be, to have my hopes lifted by one good Transformers movie that he wasn't involved with.
Yeah, because then he'll come back and then, well, it ruins it all and then you're disappointed. Yeah. I also got caught up on entertainment. Two shows, gotta watch. Okay.
Okay.
The Masked Singer.
Okay.
It is a show where people are all in disguise. And there's like Dr. Kim Jong is one of the judges.
Jong-un?
No.
Oh, Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong, that's it.
Kim Jeong. Like Kim Jong-un is on this show?
Are they related? Also, the one girl from the Pussycat Dolls, they're the judges. But they're not really judging. These singers, you never find out who they are. There's 12 of them. And they sing for you. They give clues, but they hide their voice. And every time the fans vote and the judges vote, and whoever's the worst singer, they reveal who it is. But it's a whole guessing game. The first one was Antonio Brown from the Steelers.
Oh, my God.
And the other one.
So it's people you would know.
Oh, they're like uber famous. And if you hear, like one said, they're part of music royalty, and you're sitting there going, some of them are athletes, some of them are this, and they have the height and weight of them, so you kind of maybe figure it out. Also, the other show, it is the Titan Games with The Rock.
Okay.
It's like American Gladiators on steroids.
Nice.
It's all his exercises except amped up.
Okay, yeah, great.
They're like pushing walls.
Do they have to eat his food too? Because they'll explode.
The one thing they had in the like their end obstacle course, because they picked a Titan from every show and then they're all going to face off at the end. They have to push down a 1,000-pound wall.
And then they have to eat in a literal ship's full of cod.
Yeah.
My God.
And then have a cheat day.
Yeah, of 12 pizzas.
And a pound of donuts.
Did you get anything cool for Christmas, or was it like kind of low-key? Mine was really low-key this year.
You know, like it was, me and Proofreader just got each other's gifts because hers came in. It was a Coach purse, and then she got me Madden.
Nice.
But my mom, she got us, you know, she always likes getting us like things like gift cards and stuff, but she gave us money to buy a new couch.
Oh, there you go.
And that was the big one.
Now, I got a lot of gift cards, which I'm happy about.
Oh, yeah.
People are finally learning. I don't know what to get. Get me a gift card. I know what I want.
Well, and that's the thing. My family always gets us food gift cards. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah, food cards, gas cards. Hey, I'm cool with all that. And then also, I got a reusable straw, which I'm excited about.
Great.
Save the environment, because if you're going to take away straws, I still want one.
Yeah.
And then I also got, I'm very excited to read The Disaster Artist by Greg Sestero, who was the co-star of that movie The Room. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, yeah. I know what you're talking
about. Well, The Disaster Artist, it was also a movie with James Franco about that weirdo Tommy Wiseau who made The Room. And the book was written by the guy who co-starred and was in the movie and everything else. Like, I'm really interested in reading that book.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, so it was a good Christmas, good New Year's. You know, I didn't die, which is always, I guess,
a plus.
Yeah,
that's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on a diet again, which makes me really miserable because I got on the scale. Made that mistake right before New Year's. I was like, oh, in 2018, I found 20 pounds.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get back down, get back to the gym because I got lazy with that.
That always happens. That's how Planet Fitness makes their money.
So it makes me feel a shit. Well, I mean, I was still going, but it was so infrequent. Like, my membership at my gym is still active, but it was like I was going like once or twice a month. You know what I mean? Like, I'll run and do the treadmill. I guess I'll squeeze in, you know, a couple exercises here. But it's like dawned on me, I am now one of those New Year's resolutioner people in the gym. It's like, even though I'm not, like, technically I've been going for a couple years, I'm like, I'm going to get back into it in the New Year's. Like, oh my God, I'm one of those people. Great. Yeah.
Welcome to old age. Responsibilities make that happen. And get ready in March when you're like, I haven't been to the gym in a while. Damn it. Yeah. I am one of those people.
Where do all these cookies keep coming from? Why are my pockets filled with Werther's Originals? I don't understand.
You're just another statistic.
Yeah. But we're excited. The first segment is going to be that three-year retrospective.
Like a montage almost.
I'd love that. We're also going to have a news update. Bird Box is killing people.
But here's the thing. It's hurting people in a way that's not obvious.
Hmm.
Not the most obvious thing. This Bird Box challenge, I should say,
right,
is hurting people in a not obvious way.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And also a guy from our area got arrested and had one thing to say, and it just makes us look so dumb.
Well, that's our area, isn't it?
And what was the other thing in there? There was one more thing in the news update.
Well, why don't we wait until we get there?
No, but there's a really good one. You can tease it. Oh, yeah. How, oh, yeah, it's a tongue-in-cheek arrest.
Blah, blah, blah.
More so tongue.
Right. We've got 20 things turning 20 in 2019.
This is an annual thing for us.
Yeah, we've been doing this, and it always makes me feel terrible. So thank you for including it again.
Oh, there's more than 20 on this one.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Is there 30? Are you just going to rub that into me even further?
Yeah.
We've got Twitter being an amazing place, and the fact that it could have made you thousands of dollars last week.
Yeah, and...
What?
Oh, yeah. No, it could have made you literally thousands for doing nothing.
There's a weird little Twitter segment here.
And tell them the math.
12 times 2 equals less than 18. All right, fine. We'll get to that. Things coming to an end this year, and maybe a news segment. Or news? No, I already said that.
Music
you can use. All of these things rhyme. It makes
music
sense.
Music you can
in my
use
brain.
Featuring a song with Chester Bennington.
A dead guy, resurrected, right here on a freak accident.
So good.
If we have time, but we better hustle because time's getting away from us.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Well, as mentioned at the top of the show, this is our third anniversary episode.
It seems like just yesterday we started the show.
It really doesn't feel like it's been 3 years.
I know.
Because now I think that means that this show is older than our last show.
It is.
It's lasted longer.
Because the third anniversary of the first show ended at the third one is when we started off. Like, the third anniversary of that show would have been when we started a freak accident. That's when we started a freak accident.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it wasn't exact. It was a couple
separated. They were separated, but that would have been the anniversary.
Yeah. So that's weird to think about. Because
I know.
It felt like we spent so much time there. And now, like, we've actually spent more time on this show. But it doesn't feel. I mean, I
it
guess
feels
it's,
less.
It's one of maybe it's one of those, you know, time flies when you're having fun kind of things.
That's
but
the, we were very negative in the other show, so I think every time you came in, it was just like a black cloud.
A freak accident was really us attempting to. It's like the culmination of everything that we've learned over the years, like be it in radio, in our other podcasting ventures, whatever the case might be. This show is the product of everything that we've learned,
and
for better or for worse.
Different shows we've listened to on the radio and off the radio.
Right.
Just what we found to be the perfect mix.
And what's been fun has been, even with the ups and downs, you know, the lineup changes, you know, fourth mic coming and going, although that's been a thing even from before a freak accident, like finding that fourth person to come in and actually stick around.
Yeah.
But it's been a great ride. I love that I'm able to share this with you and with Mickey when she's here. You know, every week it's like one of the highlights of my week. I love that I still get to do this. I love how many people enjoy it. Like watching our download numbers steadily climb over the years. I mean, granted, I think we can both admit, being candid here, we wish it was a lot bigger than what it currently is.
Of
Not
course.
To say that it won't ever get there, but we, you know, we have high hopes for this show. You know, we feel like this is really something special and that it could go someplace. It's just, it's difficult to find an audience on the internet when there's so many other people out there pushing their own stuff.
But to you listening, like, it means so much.
Yeah.
Anybody, like, you download it once every 2 weeks, I don't care. Like, that means a lot that you're taking time to take in our project of love, pretty much.
My favorite thing is when you're on social media or something and you see that person who listens to the show and then you see them again. And like, you get to like you see them stick around and you see them reach out and they want to interact and they want to be a part of it. Like, that's like the coolest thing ever, is knowing that you're enjoying it enough that you want to interact with us.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I mean, even if you go to our Facebook and you see the episode, even if you just like it, that's cool to us. Like we think the world of it, really.
But I love seeing people, like seeing them and then seeing them come back. Even that Camden MF-er who screwed me over with that Snapchat picture. I love the fact that he's around.
He always comes back. He always has something interesting.
Even
for
though
us.
He's my mortal enemy at this point, I love that he's here and I love that he listens. And you listening to this right now, we love you too from the bottom of our hearts. Yeah. And I mean, it's been a great ride so far. I still am excited to see where the show might go in the future.
I have the biggest hopes for it.
Absolutely. I mean, and the only thing that's going to help us get there is you and you continuing to download and continuing to like tell your friends too is always important.
Share it on your Facebook. That's a simple thing you can do for us.
Or word of mouth. You know, it's, hey, there's this awesome podcast I listen to. You should listen to it too. It's called A Freak Accident.
Done.
And we would love you for it. I mean, I was going to suggest, though, just as a cool thing, you know, we'll send you stickers if you include your physical mailing address, but email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Tell us how you found the show where you're from and when you started listening. I mean, I would really love to hear from you. We won't even read it on the air if you don't want us to. You know, it'd be
just
total,
let us know.
Yeah, I want to see who's out there. I want to hear from some of you folks.
And again, leave your physical mailing address. We'll send you those stickers, no cost.
Yeah, no cost to you at all. And we might leave an extra little something in there too.
What?
In that envelope, besides just stickers, like maybe like, you know, a piece of paper with, you know, a lip print on it or something like
that.
We
want people to actually want the stickers.
True. Forget that last part.
Yeah, that's gone.
Ricin, though. That will be.
No. He said rice.
Just going to mail
a
you
a grain
rice.
Of rice.
A grain of rice, yeah. So, yeah, email us freaks@afreakaccident.com with that stuff. But in the meantime, I love that you did this, Lazy.
Thank you.
This is a, well, you go ahead and describe it.
It's just a history, an audio history of a freak accident. In order of some of the best highlights of the show.
I mean, I don't think this needs any further introduction, and I don't think it'll need anything at the end. So let's just enjoy this, and then we'll head into the news update.
Let's do it.
Thank you, by the way, again.
Yes, thank you.
For making A Freak Accident and helping us get to 3 years.
Ha, 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 happy anniversary. Ha, 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 happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Ha, ha, ha,
it is a new day. It's a new year. It's a new show.
Freak accident.
Yeah.
Freak accident.
Thanks for that.
It's 5:30 a.m. and the phone alarm wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in the bed that belongs to me. Then a voice yells, I've got to get dressed. My clothes are in the bathroom. My wife gets out of bed and heads to the bedroom door. She starts to turn the handle, but oh no, it won't turn. I'm gathering there's a problem. What is wrong? She says, oh no! The door handle is no more! I get up quickly out of bed to survey the damage. I said, let me get my tools. But then I noticed that my tools weren't in the room. Oh no, this isn't good! I'm trapped in my bedroom.
The man approached Jesus and asked, what must I do to be saved? Jesus responded, okay emoji, 100, 100, 100 emoji.
Lazy E was a normal radio DJ, hacking it up on the mic every chance he got.
Angelina Jolie, 131 million.
That was until the day he went to a horse track. While betting a trifecta, a girl threw a pile of manure into his face.
What?
But what that 3-year-old didn't know is by throwing that pile of crud into his face, she would create the world's greatest superhero, Lazy E, the Nude Centaur.
Lazy E, what's up, brother?
Right there is Ric Flair. What can you teach me to woo the ladies?
You have to live by the motto, no one could be first. But any number of you could be next.
Now, Ian, you can go ahead and break the news because this is your show.
Well, this is going to be my last week on the podcast because I have taken a new job in Bloomington, Illinois as a morning show co-host.
You know him from a bunch of different shows. He is Greg Grunberg.
Back when I was younger, I love all the Star Wars, the Indiana Jones, and it didn't really give me much cred with the girls. But now it's like the Big Bang Theory comes out. Now, you know, it's cool to see Star Wars. It's cool to see Star Trek. Do you feel like your childhood was kind of hurt by that?
Oh, there's no question, man. I grew up at the wrong time. Today, you should
see some of these girls in cosplay outfits. I was like, my boys need to get into this. And get
So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the newest member of A Freak Accident.
Kyle Mack.
I'm dying over here. A great rap debate on A Freak Accident.
Today, we have Mr. Kyle Mack. He'll be representing Busta Bust, also known as Busta Rhymes.
So, how do you feel about immigration in our country?
Open them walls! Busta is the son of Jamaican immigrants, okay? He knows what it's like to come from outside, and he knows what it's like to not be allowed in. He tried to go into England one time, but he had a criminal record. They would not let him in. He had to come back here and fix that before he could go. So he has experience coming in, he has experience getting kicked out. This is the guy that we need.
First and foremost, you might notice that Kyle Mack isn't here. He's decided he doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
Finish the lyrics!
Let it go! Let it go! I'm one with the wind and sky!
Yo, we storm it.
Let's start off with Robin. Me and my guy are ready to take things to the next level and get married. I know he wants me to take his last name, but can I really go through life as Robin Hood? Lou Ferrigno at Wizard World Philadelphia.
How you doing?
You still do the sounds like the grunts and the roars for the Hulk.
Yeah, I still do the voice and everything for the Hulk and the dialogue, and there'll be a couple of surprises coming up.
Peach or barf? 3, 2, 1.
Yay, I got peach.
Over the weekend on Saturday, I did it.
That's right, he proposed to me, and we are going to Vegas to get married this weekend.
Figure out the fall premieres.
The name of the show coming to Fox is The Gifted. Mickey, can you figure out the fall premiere? An answer would be great.
Former co-host of A Freak Accident from way back when we first started, Ian Hunter. He's having a baby.
What?
You know what's going to happen in the labor room. He's not going to be able to get in.
I hope Virginia knows how to open the door to get the baby out.
The world's shortest IQ test. It's only 3 questions wrong. You can take it.
3 questions wrong.
It is SAG-E, the Sage Wizard. Where's the best place around here to get a good cheesesteak?
The best place to get a cheesesteak is from your heart.
That's the guinea pig of ours.
Yeah.
Mickey, you've got theme music now.
She is right now getting tested with, like, chemicals and stuff.
I'm not dead yet.
I thought you said you had to be on house arrest or whatever while this was going on.
No, I'm on New Jersey arrest. It's even worse.
Are the chemicals that you're testing the water?
We have went over. My butt does grow a lot of hair as well.
Does proofreader braid it for you?
Only on special occasions.
Okay.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
True. That's when I'm going to get dreads.
Yes or BS!
All right. And then we have Crisco, and we've unearthed a piece of your history.
What?
It's the moment you were about to first kiss Hello Nurse.
It's not going
to
be a masterpiece or anything, but it'll probably be a great time.
And that's how he tricked her.
I think Ireland has to get something straight with the rest of the world, or maybe just Hollywood.
You don't really know what you're talking about when you're talking about the Irish.
Oh, thank you for telling me that, Crisco.
What is the thing from your childhood that, an embarrassing moment that you still hold on to, that still gives you chills to this day?
When I was in first grade.
Okay.
All right, I'm at a friend's house. We're playing video games. I don't want to leave, but I had a case of the Hershey squirts, and it came out.
So you crapped your pants,
yeah,
and you turned a friend's basement into a quarantine zone.
It wasn't his basement. It was his room.
Oh. We were asking for shower thoughts.
And these are things you ponder while you're just, you know, washing your hair, and they're just stupid thoughts.
This is from Never Camdini. What would happen if Pinocchio says, "My nose will grow"? Wow.
What was your first job?
Mine was in a nursing home kitchen.
Mickey?
Chinese food place.
Mine was at a bank. And I still remember the first customer ever came up to me. She's like, "Can you check my balance?" And I said, "Okay." And I pushed her.
No, it's ombre. That's how they do the coloring with the dark orange to the yellow.
I thought you were just saying ombre wrong.
Yeah.
What's going on, ombre?
It's like, well, Mickey's all Wild West now.
Time to do the podcast, hombre.
Hop along, Mickey's here.
That's right, hombre.
Yeah, let's get on to this show.
Yeah, get along, little doggy.
Saddle up, partner.
Yeehaw!
Woo-hoo! Happy anniversary!
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
News update.
Despite the fact that there's been a lot of news, this is only going to be three stories.
Well, we covered a lot in the opening song.
That's true. Yeah, that was enough of a news update, but we're giving you three more anyway in rapid succession. Let's do it. So, this was an interesting video clip that made its way around the news.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, are criminals smart?
I don't know what this guy thought he was going to accomplish by doing this, if anything. Go ahead and play the audio clip, and let's let the news story explain itself.
All right, this could be one of the strangest stories that we've ever had to cover here at KION. A man caught licking a doorbell on video. Here's the surveillance a homeowner captured early on Saturday morning. And that's where KION's Drew Andre is joining us tonight with more on this very strange situation, Drew.
Take it away, Spencer. Drew.
Hey, Drew Andre. That's such a weird name.
Yeah, Drew Andre.
The giant.
Bizarre may be underestimating the situation. You can imagine the shock from the homeowners when they checked their surveillance footage and found a man, well, having an interesting encounter.
Did this guy just get out of broadcast school? he sounds like it. He says, well, let me just tell you that this this situation is...
he belongs on this show.
A little hot under the collar, aren't we?
Their doorbell.
I thought... Oh boy,
licking their doorbell.
That is just weird.
I thought I'd seen it all, but now this takes a cake.
Never have we seen anything like this. Never.
Early Saturday morning, this man, who police now identify as Roberto Daniel Arroyo, spent about 3 hours licking and milling around this Salinas yard.
Oh, ladies. Did you hear 3 hours?
3 hours.
Man, I'll tell you what. Like, you got to give some... I mean, we're watching the clip now. You've got to give some of his technique... a bit of applause, you know. I mean, he seems
sanitary,
to,
not really.
Well,
but,
no, not sanitary, but he's very much. He's being very tender to that doorbell.
Oh yes, he is.
Homeowners were out of town at the time, but their kids were home. They didn't wake up to the noise, but the family's surveillance system notifies them when there's movement out front. The footage also showed the man appearing to relieve himself. And although the situation is concerning...
Point, you kind of laughed about it afterwards, because technically he didn't harm anybody. He didn't break anything.
But the homeowners did do something, wiping off the doorbell.
Did he just cut her off?
Very much so.
Pretty much.
Yes.
I mean, okay, so like he basically walks up. And you actually see him. He looks right at the camera. So he knows he's on film.
Well, no, that might have been a hidden camera.
I don't know, man. Like,
but then he's like...
He's sitting there and he's like tonguing the doorbell.
That's the thing. He didn't rob anything, like they said. He just...
Still, why? Why that house specifically? And why for 3 hours? And then you pooped in the yard and left?
There's weird fetishes... And I'm assuming that's one of them.
So, like, does this guy go around, he picks a different doorbell every night, and he goes and just tongue punches it until he's satisfied?
Well,
and
not
he leaves,
anymore.
And then he drops a deuce under the front tree, and then he leaves.
Like, what if they would have caught him? Would he just go, oh, sorry, I was on my date?
Bird Box. Oh, is this the theme song?
Yeah, it's the score. It was done by Trent Reznor.
Oh.
And that Atticus... Ross, I think, is his producer. It was an okay movie.
It spawned a meme because, of course, millennials. Last year it was the condom snorting challenge, and this year it's the Bird Box challenge. So basically, the premise of the movie is there's like monsters that will kill you if you see them, right?
Or you kill yourself.
Whatever.
Yeah.
General idea, you see the monster, you die. So these people in the movie all go around blindfolded.
Yeah.
So the monsters can't hurt you if you're blindfolded?
Well, no. If you see them, you kill yourself. It causes you to go crazy.
Okay.
So as
long
as
the monsters doing? Just hanging out?
Well, you never see them.
Oh, okay.
They're like infesting. It's a long story.
Because my thing is like, look, if I've managed to fool every single person on Earth into blinding themselves so that they won't see me.
Well, they're blindfolded.
I'm just going to go up and devour people because you can't see you coming.
But they can't devour, I guess. I don't know. They never explain that part of it.
Weird. Anyway, it spawned the Bird Box Challenge, which has been people going around blindfolded, attempting to do it for like at least 24 hours or more.
Not just walking. They're driving.
Right. So they're driving. They're driving down the road blindfolded, crashing their cars. They're walking into traffic and getting hit by cars. They're causing like property damage and serious injury and death. By doing this challenge.
And can I say, there are some local radio people, and probably in your local town, that are doing it and making a funny video. Yeah, that's great. Let's continue to push that idea of walking across streets, driving your car blindfolded, because that's a good representation of what you should be doing.
Netflix actually had to send out a tweet. They said, "Can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started, and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and it's that you not end up in the hospital due to memes."
They're right. That is sad that they have to tell people, don't maneuver around society blindfolded. And I mean, if you're a blind person listening to us, how offended are you?
Yeah.
Like, you wish you could see, and these people are purposely trying to go through life without seeing.
Yes, Bears kicker. Tell us how you feel being the blind fool that you are.
He was awful.
I actually saw the meme. They photoshopped Sandra Bullock's head onto him.
To be fair, they did block the kick. It was counted as a block kick.
Oh, was it blocked? Yeah. Oh, okay. Great job, Bears O-line.
Yeah.
Anyway, this from The Guardian. There's a more serious side effect to this meme than basic injuries.
So more than just walking into things and crashing.
Disability researcher Ariel Silverman and her colleagues have shown that conducting simulations like blindfolding among the abled can actually lead them to greater negative bias toward blindness itself. After being blindfolded for a short stint, people feel it as a more debilitating condition than it really is. They underestimate the adaptive capability of blind people and end the experiment more likely to agree with statements such as, "If I were blind, I would do anything to get my sight back." I see. So they're basically saying that this is people are thinking, because of how difficult this is, because they don't have to learn how to read Braille and learn how to walk with the stick so you can function, which blind people do very well. Like they are, like, you wouldn't even know that some of them are blind with how capable that they are, but this is leading these people to think, oh, blindness is so crippling and debilitating, and then they look down on blind people or pity them unnecessarily.
And not only that, when you're only blind for that temporary amount of time, your senses don't grow stronger. Like, when you're blind, your hearing is stronger, your taste is stronger, so you're able to feel and get around.
You basically become Daredevil. It's really cool from what I hear.
Oh, no. No, that's not how it works.
Unfortunate. But I guess I could see that.
No, I could see it, too. I mean, look, I said it before. They would give anything to have their sight back. No, I'm not saying that they wouldn't want their sight back. But
all I'm going to say is, if you're going to put on a blindfold and then drive or walk into traffic, I say we just let these people to continue to do it and allow the hands of fate to deal mercy as they may.
Yes, they do say stupid things.
So this news story is coming from our area where we're based in northeastern Pennsylvania, specifically the municipality of Pittston.
Yes, the tomato capital of the world.
Right, yes.
The world.
Or as we all called it growing up, Pittstain. And guess what? You can paint murals on the side of your buildings and hang like fancy dancy artwork from the light post. Have you seen the back alleyways in Pittston recently? Guess what? Go behind all those buildings. It still is, it looks like Baghdad.
There's shining moments in Pittston. And then there's the rest.
Yeah, you turn a corner, and then it's like you just walked into the Middle East in the middle of the Afghan War. So, Pittstain.
There was a guy who robbed a local music shop.
Okay.
They helped, like, bands like set up and stuff. Like, it's not like a music shop, you buy guitars, but they help with sound and everything like that. And we'll just let good old Charlotte McBride and that other guy
and that other guy
describe it all. Scott Schaefer, there he goes. Ah. Here we go.
Good evening, I'm Charlotte McBride.
And I'm Scott Schaefer. We begin tonight in Pittston, where police have tracked down a burglar allegedly caught on camera stealing guitars from a
Now wait, before we get to the rest of
this. The caught on camera still shot is what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Please, when you get a chance, look it up online. Look, Pittston Rock Street Music. Because the guy, he notices the camera and his face is like, duh. Like, he stares at it for a good minute. It's like, you're going to get caught now.
By the way, I'm going to tweet at Scott Schaefer and tell him he has to refer to himself as the other guy.
Charlotte McBride. And
the
other
guy from now on.
Music store.
Scott and Charlotte, police say they were able to catch up with Dale Sauerbeck because surveillance video caught a clear picture of his license plate, and officers say they found those stolen guitars in his home. This is all 49-year-old Dale Sauerbeck of Pittston had to say after police arrested him for burglary. Is there anything you want to say?
Go Eagles.
To his credit, they did win that weekend.
I hate the Bears even more now.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
That is like the most around here thing that there could be. Did I tell you that like over the break, I saw a news story. WNEP posted it. I thought for sure it would have happened around here. Some guy went to Taco Bell and they didn't give him the hot sauce with his meal, so he opened fire into the drive-thru window. I heard that. I'm like, of course that happened around here. Turns out it was in Oklahoma City, but I was like, it should have been around here. That sounds like something one of the mutants in Scranton would do. Jeez.
That's just great.
I hate where I'm from.
Go Eagles.
Up next, things turning 20 in 2019.
We're getting old.
We are old, and you're about to join us on a freak accident.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
We're getting old.
I don't wanna.
I've accepted it.
I guess it comes for all of us, doesn't it?
Age is something you can't fight.
Time, yeah. This is a list from the thisisinsider.com.
Ooh, because this is Insider.
And it has to do with things that are turning 20 in 2019.
These are something we do every year. It's fascinating because much like we said, 3 years on this podcast feels like it was just yesterday. So does, like, any of these things, it feels like it just started.
Yeah. For instance, SpongeBob SquarePants is 20 years old this year.
1999.
My God. Oh, God. I was 10 when that started. I thought I was older than that.
That makes me sad because, and that makes me sick that you were only 10. That makes me sad because that guy who made it just missed the 20th anniversary.
Yeah. I thought I was way older than that.
No.
When it came out, I mean.
You may have caught it later.
Yeah, maybe. What's interesting is, though, there's a picture here of SpongeBob in 1999 and SpongeBob now. And it's like, it's interesting how the animation style has changed and his look has changed.
Look at The Simpsons from the first incarnation to now.
Yeah. The Euro is 20 years old in 2019. Law and Order Special Victims Unit is 20 years old now.
It's
the same premise. Everybody gets raped. That's what happens on that show.
It's 50 years old because Law and Order, if you go by the original Law and Order.
But literally, it's the same story over and over and over.
Yeah, someone gets murdered, someone gets
raped,
fondled. And
it's always raped. Everybody gets raped. Crispy M&Ms are 20 years old. That blows my mind.
Yeah, because they've been, did they get discontinued?
They were discontinued for a while. They were brought back.
Okay.
I think they're still around. I love those. Bluetooth was invented 20 years ago, which, why does it feel like I'm only getting into Bluetooth like last year?
That was something, but you got to remember when it came out, it was something that was overseas. It wasn't here first.
Okay. The iBook from Apple turns 20 this year.
That is insane.
Yeah.
The iBook. Steve Jobs, the iBook.
2 decades ago, everybody was freaking out over Y2K.
forget it. I'm done.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? 20 years old. I remember watching that show with my family every single like time it was on because it was like thrilling. It was so exciting when it first came out.
Because it was the thought of someone winning $1 million on one show. The first guy, you remember when he did it?
Yeah.
That he called his parents as the lifeline. He goes, I just want to let you know I'm winning $1 million.
Yeah, I don't need your help. I just want to let you know I'm winning
he
a million.
He will be forever in pop culture history.
What a boss move that was.
Oh, that was such killer move.
Britney Spears has been a pop superstar for 20 years after the success of her first album, Baby One More Time. Go-Gurt.
Hey, do you know what the good thing is?
20 years
Britney
old.
Spears is still doing just as good.
Go-Gurt.
Gross.
20 years old.
That is gross. That should have never been invented.
Bill Clinton. Stuck something inside ears. Something.
I was just like, he's only 20 years old. Crazy.
USB flash drives were first used in 1999. How much storage space was on it? Like a kilobyte?
A picture.
Yeah, you could store one picture on them. Super Smash Brothers was released 20 years ago.
And they just came out with the Smash Brothers anniversary one now?
It's like Smash Brothers Ultimate or something
like
that.
Which is probably for the 20... Well, it was released last year, technically, at the end.
The Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, 20 years old.
It's pretty much all the boy bands and girl... You know, groups or whatever.
The first BlackBerry was released 20 years ago.
Oh, and again, thank God it's still relevant.
Victoria and David Beckham got married 2 decades ago. The Matrix came out 20 years ago. That movie's 20 years old. That is crazy.
I remember when that first came out, that was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because no one has ever tried that concept at that time.
Yeah, Ricky Martin came out with Livin' La Vida Loca 20 years ago.
Still.
Upside Inside
Out. Still Livin' La Vida Loca.
10 Things I Hate About You came out 20 years ago. The Sixth Sense came out 20 years ago.
What? That kid is now like 30 years old.
He's our age, man. Believe by Cher was released. Yeah.
That's. Do you know what the funny
that
thing
is? That song feels way older than 20 years.
Because
though.
You had Cher who was around since like 1920.
Right. Napster was created in 99.
Oh, that's when I hated Metallica around that time, too. That also means...
Specifically Lars.
Yeah. Well,
screw you, Lars.
It makes me think back 20 years ago, that's when I was dealing with dial-up, because I remember downloading a Napster song. It would be like 3 years taking to download.
That's why I never got into digital downloading.
But the day my family got DSL and I downloaded a song in like a minute, I was like... I am doing so many illegal things!
Right, yeah. I felt the same way, except my parents were cheap and I didn't get DSL till I was in college.
Oh, and
by that point,
over.
The craze was already gone. You couldn't get them online anymore. Yeah. I thought, and when you said that I was still dealing, I thought you were going to say back then I was still dealing drugs.
Saying, well, you know.
What?
Got to make ends meet at that
I mean,
age.
Whatever. But there's also, we also have a list here.
Oh, wait. One more thing. This is going to blow your mind. It's been 20 years since I'm Gonna Party Like It's 1999 was relevant.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years in the, 19 years in the past.
I thought you were gonna say it's been 20 years since a freak accident started. And I was gonna say, no, we just established a couple segments ago that it's 3 years.
Well, that was the pre-years. They didn't count.
All right. But anyway, this is now a list of things that are ending this year. So these things won't get any older, they're done.
Yeah, they're not dying. Even going to come close.
Right. It mentions here the Skywalker saga. So with the end of Star Wars Episode 9, which is coming out this December, will be the end of the story of the Skywalkers.
Leading
the
up
Wars
to
universe.
The basically the original...
Until they decide that Rey's a Skywalker and it just ends up being more of the same. Game of Thrones ends this year.
Still haven't watched one episode.
That's the thing, man. Like, a lot of this stuff is, like, so... Pop culture is basically ending in 2019.
Yeah.
For instance, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as we know it, ends with Avengers Endgame coming out this year.
That makes me cry. They already decide, well, they didn't decide, but a good prediction on who's going to be Captain America, John Cena.
Do.
You won't be able to see him.
Yeah, I know. How's anybody going to know?
Oh, quick aside, remember how we were talking about Bird Box?
Yeah.
This is actually relevant.
John Cena's in it?
No.
He's the monster, isn't he?
No, for the first couple days, Google had the ultimate prank when you went to the cast, John Cena was in it.
Ah!
Amazing.
It was genius.
That's brilliant.
All right, go ahead.
Fox's X-Men universe is coming to an end this year because they've been bought by Disney now, so X-Men now, are going over to Marvel. And it won't be the same X-Men. I hate to break it to you.
No.
The Big Bang Theory is ending this year. Gotham is ending
this
year.
Big Bang is ending like in a couple months, like a month or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sad.
How to Train Your Dragon, that franchise coming to an end. The Unbreakable universe ends with Glass, which is coming out in just a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. It gets its part two this year, so that'll be over.
Well, that's almost cheap.
Yeah. And Toy Story 4.
Which is expected to be the last
They
one.
Said the same thing when it was 3. There will be a 5, yeah. Mark my words.
Yeah, but the way they've been, the cast has been talking about it, it sounds like someone's dying.
And lastly, John Wick, the last one of those.
Thank God.
Why? Those are amazing movies.
I've never actually seen it.
Incredible.
I just wanted to make a commentary.
So there you go. Pop culture is coming to an end this year. I mean, we might as well just all jump off a cliff at the end of this year.
No,
don't worry about the ball drop. Let's just all drive off the edge of the earth.
No, because then something else is going to be cool. Like, they're going to announce something cool as you're going down. You're like, no!
Yeah, right. Up next on the show, weird stuff happening on Twitter this week.
You could have made thousands.
You could also be very wrong or very right at math. We'll find out.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
We are never, ever, ever getting rid of Twitter.
Do you know why? Because they have genius things like these next two stories.
Yeah. Twitter's the only place something like this could happen. I kind of like Twitter.
I'm so apparently that's old now.
I what?
Liking Twitter's starting to fade out like as a popular thing.
I mean, well, it's because they ban people like really, really discriminately.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like it for the same reason that I hate it, and that's that you get brief glimpses into what people are thinking. The problem is you get brief glimpses into what people are thinking, and most people think incredibly stupid things.
Yes.
But yeah, every once in a while, you find a gem. Like this, for instance. There is a new record for the most retweeted tweet ever.
This makes me so sick to my stomach.
Yeah, it might be the most lucrative tweet to be ever retweeted ever as well.
This was sent on January 5th, I believe, the 5th of this month.
Let me double check because I have the tweet.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, it was the 5th. Yeah. So there is a billionaire in Japan named Yusaku Maezawa. He got rich by founding an online fashion company called Zozo Town. On Sunday, he tweeted that he was going to give away 100 million Japanese yen to 100 random people who retweeted him.
Which is about a million... Is that a million?
It's like, it was about $924,000.
Yeah.
Okay, for a very solid $9,240 per person.
Per you could have got this, and all you had to do was like, follow him, and retweet it.
Yeah, the retweet, he had more than 5.5 million retweets.
I'm just so mad.
Unfortunately, if you're looking to get in on it, it's too late. The deadline was yesterday.
Well, it was a lot while ago. It was,
oh, was it?
January 5th.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. I get so mad because imagine you saw that and you were within the like the first one to see it. You got over $9,000.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, the most retweeted tweet before that was the guy who tweeted Wendy's asking for free nuggets, and they told him it would take 18 million. He got to 3.5 million, and they finally caved. So this, like, blew the doors off that at 5.5 million retweets. God. I wonder who's actually going to get the money, or if it's actually going to happen, or is this guy just going to be like a Nigerian prince?
I think it's going to happen simply because he's so well-known. As a business person?
I don't think it's going to happen at all. I think he was just trying to push his product and get his product out there.
If you did retweet him and like his follow his page and you were going to get the money because you got DM'd, let us know.
Yeah.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Another weird thing that happened on Twitter that was blowing a lot of people's minds.
12 times 2 is less than 18. That doesn't make any sense in the world.
No.
But it does now.
and it has to do with geometry specifically. Remember that class that you mostly slept through in high school?
Yeah, the one I failed.
Right. People on Twitter are losing their mind after an image went viral that uses fairly basic math to show that one large 18-inch pizza is actually more total food than two 12-inch pizzas.
This is why I hate math. Remember when we said math teachers suck? This is why.
Yeah. It's because an 18-inch pizza is 254 square inches of pizza, while the two 12-inch pizzas, which, like, is 24 total inches, but because of their area is smaller, it only adds up to 226 square inches. People are confused because, you know, two are supposed to be more than one, and I understand this is difficult for some of you to understand, but it's math.
I hate everything.
So you're talking about it's literally like more than 25 square inches of pizza more to just get the large rather than two mediums or whatever the case might be.
Like, I thought math, at one point I was like, the one redeeming quality of math, and there's not much, is that
it'll never affect my pizza.
No, that it's black and white. There's no gray area in math.
This is black and white.
No. You tell me 18 inches and 12 inches. No, now I want pizza places to give me the area. I want the area of my pizza.
I
want to
know how many square inches of pizza I'm getting when I order my pizza.
They've been screwing my fat butt for years.
Oh, that's why you're mad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight. You're upset because you're not fatter.
No, that my food consumption could have been more, or I could have saved money.
I just want pizza now. This diet's killing me. I just want a cheese pizza. We're getting pizza on Friday, but it's going to be cauliflower pizza. That's not the same.
Oh, just throw it out. you might as well just say, hey, I want poop cookies.
The best thing is somebody at work tried to tell me, oh, my brother says the cauliflower pizza is really good. You can't tell the difference. I said, hold up right 1 second. As someone who's had both, you absolutely can. Whenever those people say things like, oh, tofu, it tastes just like chicken.
No, it doesn't.
Those people are trying to make themselves feel better by saying those things.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. It tastes just like... No, they're trying to get people to be like them.
So they can be miserable, too.
Yeah, everybody's
misery
miserable.
Loves company. There's a reason that's a saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to end on that horrible, horrible math fact that Lazy E is now upset about. He's been robbed out of pizza over the years. Domino's, he coming for you.
First it was the noise, now it's math teachers.
What did I tell you? Math teachers are the worst. I told you. You didn't believe me.
Hashtag area pizza only.
That does it for this episode of A Freak Accident. Thank you for tuning
yes.
in. Thank you for hanging out with us for our third anniversary show. Very
yes.
cool. Mickey will probably be back next week.
And for next week, I hope we get to read a couple of your emails, where you're from, and how did you find the show?
Like I said, we don't have to read them on the air if you don't want us to.
No,
but
if you do, we'll share them if you want.
Yeah, let us know how you found out about the show, where you're from, and how long you've been listening. Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
That's freaks@afreakaccident.com. Leave your physical mailing address, and we'll send you free stickers.
And that, of course, is also the web address, afreakaccident.com. You can click podcast, hear every episode we've ever done, all 3 years' worth. You can also click connect to find us on social media and come interact and say hi. Like we said, we love hearing from you. And if you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, download us, subscribe to us, leave us a good review, and that way we'll be automatically delivered to you, and the numbers look better on our end, which makes us look cooler
and
fancier.
We can give you better stuff.
Right,
then.
Yeah.
Also, when you head to afreakaccident.com, we weren't able to get to it. We ran out of time.
Yeah, the music you can use.
We have the two new songs, including one that was just released of the late Chester Bennington. You're going to love it.
Yeah, so next week we start off another new episode heading into 2019 strong. Mickey hopefully will be here.
Do you want to pull a random? I heard you say it on the Best Of episode. Next week, we bring back the reality show generator.
Oh, my God. We haven't done that in a long
time.
We
pick random parts of reality shows, names, parts of their names, put them together as one new episode and one new show, and we have to pitch it.
Yeah, so to find out exactly how this works and to enjoy the hilarity, you'll have to come back for the next episode, and we hope that you do. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again soon for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Go
Party's over, dude. Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.